Now, things you laugh about in the ad break. I was just before we went to an ad, I spoke about how tough Brett Morris was dislocating his shoulder and staying on the field. And TK says, well, he's not that tough. I've done that before. Can you just repeat the story that you just told me?
It wasn't quite the same. Thank you, Gary. Give up telling you a little bit of a story. I said, well, you know, he got back and stayed out there on the field. I said, when I dislocated my shoulder at the Toucan Club in Brisbane, which was a nightclub, I just dusted myself down and stayed out for another couple of hours.
How did you dislocate it?
It was late. And they had a big marble staircase. Right. Why would you put a marble staircase in a nightclub, right? And I was
slipped
trying to walk down, and I slipped and got a little bit of a pace up. And my little legs were going so quickly, I got out of control, and I crashed at the bottom, and I've dislocated the shoulder.
And did the boys just do the, ah, it'll be right, kept slapping it, and you'd be going, yeah, how good?
Gave me an absolute roasting.
How were you the next morning?
Rang Dr. Meyer from the Brisbane Broncos. So I've done my shoulder, I think. He said, should I ask how? I said, do I have to tell you? He said, no.
That's tough. Staying out when you've had a few.
Yeah.
Did you continue to dance?
I don't dance.
You don't dance.
I tell you what, when it wore off, it was sore. Paul Joyce joins us. He would do none of those shenanigans for Joycey. He's a serious man. G'day, Joycey.
Yeah, g'day, boys. I think Loz probably did something similar at Mooseheads in your day, wouldn't you, Loz?
The private bin, Joycey.
Yes, exactly right. No, look, boys, Epsom Day, Randwick. Looks like we're on a good track. Should be a terrific day out there. There's a southerly coming through tonight, so hopefully it doesn't bring any unexpected rain.
Yeah, exactly right. Geez, it's a great day of racing. We urge everybody to get out there. And by the way, if you've got a grand final ticket, it's free entry for you. Use your grand final ticket to get into Randwick Races. The Epsom, mate, chock-a-block field, always a great encounter. We can normally find value in an Epsom. You've just got to find the right horse.
Yeah, exactly right. That's the key, isn't it, to TK? And look, this year's Epsom probably shapes a little bit differently than others. We've got a big field, which is the norm, but there's just not that much pressure when you're sort of looking at the map for this race. And that's leading me towards tipping Dreamforce, number one. He's got 57 kilos. He's got the outside gate, so we're getting a price about him. But when you map the race, I don't think Nashua Will is going to have too many headaches getting across from that barrier. I think he'll take his time. He'll just angle his way across. And he'll probably hit that 600 mark full of running, go for home, and hope a few of these backmarker strikes and traffic jams. Because obviously with 50 kilos, they'll be flooding home late. But I've got a feeling Nash might pinch it on Dreamforce, and I'm going to go the way of the top weight in this year's Epsom. Mm.
What about in race six, the Sky Racing Active Stakes over 2,000? You've gone with a bit of value there, Joycey.
I'm going with Life Less Ordinary. Now, you've got the Chris Waller-Hugh Bowman combination, yet we're getting $13 or thereabouts, which I think is a ridiculous price. All of the short price runners in this race I've got massive question marks over. I don't think Very Elegant's come back as well this prep. I think Youngstar's struggling to find her best form, and neither of those two mares really go on a good track. So then you're looking at Samadout, who, of course, came back in terrific form, winning the Winks and the Chelmsford. But then he was disappointing in the George Main. So I'm just wondering whether he peaked a little bit too early this campaign, whereas a horse like Life Less Ordinary, he's just about to hit his peak second up off a spell. And that first up run in the tramway was a totally disguised effort getting a long way back in a leader-dominated race. So I think Life Less Ordinary at $13 is the big value play there at Randwick on Saturday.
We like that, $13. And what about Dealmaker?
Unusual for me to tip a good thing of the day, TK, that's won one from 17. It's usually the sort of horse I would lay. Mm. But in this situation, Dealmaker, when you have a look at what he's done, he's had 10 career starts in group races. He's been placed in six of them. He's back to a benchmark 88 on Saturday. He's fourth up off a spell. His last two starts, he's drawn 13 of 14 and 13 of 13. So he's ended up dead last in the run, working home with eye-catching performances. Now he's come up with barrier four, and with James McDonald in the saddle, I think you'll see midfield, perhaps even better than midfield in the run. And the way he's been hitting the line, if he's close enough to these leaders on the turn, it'll be game over.
Have you got a tip in the grand final on the weekend, Joycey?
Loz, I am going to the game. I'm very excited, and I'm wearing green.
Oh, so, good boy.
That's my tip for the weekend. Yeah, really excited. Really hoping Canberra can give it to those chooks, and I'll be cheering them all the way.
Unlucky on a racetrack green, but hopefully lucky for all those Canberra Raiders fans come late Sunday night. It's now 8 o'clock. Thanks to Paul Joyce. They're just repeating those selections as well. Dealmaker at good odds. Race 3, number 4. Race 6, number 3. Life Less Ordinary at $13. And race 7, number 1. Dreamforce in the Epsom, $7.